Proclamation number 8739, dated the January 29th, 1964. In the beginning was the word. Single quote. Time and again I want to emphasize the fact that I am the word of eternity. I am the word. Yet in the beginning the word was with God. How can you understand this? I myself am the Be-all and end-all. Everything that exists is emanated strength to which I gave life. I created similarly natured beings for myself whose fundamental substance was the same as I myself, divine strength of love. And I was in contact with these beings from the very beginning through the Word. Thus the Word was, in the beginning, when the beings were brought into life by me. Prior to this nothing existed which was able to hear my word, although I always and forever carried the word within myself, for I am a self-aware, thinking being which put its will into practice and thus was able to create whatever came to its mind as an idea or thought. Although the beings which emerged from my strength were externalized by me as independent, I nevertheless remained in constant contact with them through my word. I spoke to them, they understood me and therefore they were immeasurably happy. I myself was the word, for although they were unable to behold me, my word nevertheless proved to them my existence. They knew that they came forth from the being which had created them and which loved them tremendously. This word of mine was the real life in them. It was the incessant flow of strength which granted them supreme realization, since through my word everything became understandable to them. They grasped all correlations, they knew that they had emerged from the elementary power and were in constant contact with this elementary power, for it communicated with them in infinite love through the word and they heard it. I was the word itself. But it only manifested itself when I brought these beings into life. And thus there was a beginning for these beings, whereas I myself am forever. However, there will be no end for my created beings. They will continue to exist for all eternity, and their greatest beatitude will always consist of experiencing me myself through my word, of being addressed by me and be able to enter into a blissful dialogue. Yet a large proportion of the created beings forfeited the grace and beatitude of hearing my word. They declined the flow of my strength of love and became incapable of hearing me by distancing themselves from me and preventing all communication through the word. They closed themselves and became lifeless beings since they had no more contact with me whatsoever. They also deprived themselves of all happiness which only my formulated illumination of love, my word, gave to them. The heartfelt bond with me also irrevocably resulted in the sounding of my word. The withdrawal from me, however, must also always be the same as the silence of my expression of love, of my word. Nevertheless, the entity will never cease to exist, but it will only be happy if it is able to hear my word. In other words, I myself am the word, and only my presence endows the being with beatitude, and my presence will always demonstrate itself if the being can hear me. And what I say to the being will make it incredibly happy, for it bestows on it brightest illumination, the realization of its origin and the understanding of my nature, my reign and activity throughout the whole of infinity. Such knowledge gives pleasure to the being, especially if it had previously been in an ignorant state for a long time, if it was separated from me for a prolonged time and had abandoned every connection with me as an isolated being and was therefore also wretched. As soon as it can hear my word again, as it was from the start, it will also be able to be called blessed again, for to hear my word is also the evidence of my presence, and my presence demonstrates that the being is approaching its original state again, as it was in the beginning, that it has become the divine living creation again which emerged from me in all perfection, which was called into life by my greater than great love in order to make it forever happy. The intimate bond with me is only verified through the hearing of my word, for wherever the word can be heard, that is where I myself am, who is the word of eternity. And I want to transfer all my thinking, intentions and activity onto my living creations, and this only ever takes place through the word, through contact between the being and me, which makes the sounding of my word possible. And this word is, again, a thought from me expressed in a form. I want my living creations to partake in all my thinking, intentions and activity, therefore my word flows to them, and the beatitude of the beings rests in the fact that they may completely subordinate themselves to my will, that they have the same thoughts and will within themselves, and that they are nevertheless totally free and independent beings, which are not subject to my compulsion and yet do not think and want differently, because they have reached a degree of perfection again which was theirs in the very beginning. Only the most heartfelt bond with me will also enable them to hear my word, yet this will also guarantee the being beatitude and eternal life. Amen.